Indiana law specifies juveniles should be treated differently than adults who are accused of committing a crime. While information about adult cases becomes public as soon as charges are filed, that's not the case for juveniles. Attorney Joel Winicky is part of the state's Juvenile Defense Project. He says information about the child's name, age, and nature of the offense only becomes public in some situations.
It would allow for the court to share information when the child has been alleged to have committed an act that would be murder or a felony, and that would probably be what we're looking at here.
Winicky says that information wouldn't be available until after prosecutors file a petition in the Noblesville case. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.